Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In an election that will determine the fate of the entire universe, there's only one podcast holding politicians accountable. Scott Morrison. Anthony Albanese. Who will lose? Find out on The Chaser Report, Election Edition.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report, post-election wash-up week. It is Thursday, the 26th of May. We've still got just about everyone here. Charles, Craig, Chris, Chaz, Dom, Andrew.
Yes, just and given it is Thursday, Charles, can we just have an update on all the seats that have come through this week?
Well, later actually, on? There's been a bit of a reversal, and I'm afraid the Libs have squeaked across the line.
Oh, have they?
What a mistake.
I think it was Josh Frydenberg suggested that they mathematically could on election night.
Okay. Well, it's, wow, that's a big revelation.
Yeah. It's also and a bit late for Frydenberg to care about science and maths. You know? And isn't the Japan visit going well?
Oh, isn't it good? I mean, that was a triumph.
We've got a lot of people ringing in that we've been a bit quiet about Albo's performance over there. But you know, Charles obviously has views.
No, and well, and also, don't you think that the performance of the people back here, you know, Jim Chalmers and Katie Gallagher. Yeah. I mean, it's really exciting times.
It was
him vomiting when he ate that sushi was, I mean, embarrassing for a while, but I guess, yeah, he'll bounce back. I mean,
Joe Biden even remembered his name, which was a breakthrough.
That was
national relations.
For Biden to remember anyone's name.
Joe Biden actually remembered Joe Biden's name, too. he was very lucid at that conference.
You've got some dolphin material for us.
Well, no, Dom, it's treading on the big story here, which is that Sam Lim, he's the new member for Tangi. He's one of the West Australian people who got in with a massive swing. I think it was like a 50,000% swing to the Labor Party or something.
He's ALP, isn't he?
He's ALP. Mm. And Tangi, I think the swing in Tangi was something like 14% needed for Labor to win. So I'm not sure that they were necessarily expecting Sam Lim to get in. But he made this extraordinary speech on Sunday, sort of thanking his followers and just introducing himself to the world. But in it, he made a bit of a clang. Now, he opened with a bit of a sob story about how for the first 15 years of his life, his house had no floor and I think no walls and no ceiling or something.
No electricity and water.
No electricity,
floor,
no water.
Or ceiling. An unbuilt house still has a floor of sorts.
No.
It might not be floorboards, but there'd be a general earth or something.
No, apparently not.
There's a bottomless pit.
Well, let's refresh. Let's go to the clip.
And there's no power, no water.
Oh, no water.
So we have to struggle for first 15 years of my life.
Oh, you're probably right. You probably did have a floor.
Just again, the journalistic standards of Charles Firth has converted somehow no power, no water to no ceilings, floor. No wall, no floor.
No floor. That's not a house.
Charles has confused it for that prank call.
Yeah. Remember yesterday Charles was paying out the journalistic standards at Sky News. They've never quite suggested someone with no power had no floor or walls.
Yeah, isn't that like the pit in the Raiders of the Lost Ark? Like the Temple of Doom, where they take the guy's heart out and into this pit of fire? Is that what we're talking about?
I think it was a bit of a gaffe because,
you know, well, yours was.
No, because, you know, Albo's already done his sob story. Like, he's the poor one.
Yeah, you can't tread on those toes.
And he's like, he rocks up first day at work and he gazumps his own leader. Yeah. Like, it was a huge mistake.
It's like the four Yorkshiremen sketch from Monty Python. You thought you had it tough.
We had no walls. Floor.
Floor or ceiling.
but then a bigger gaffe, because
this is going to be the loveliest thing you've ever heard.
He was talking about how, because he grew up in Malaysia, and the first job he got, one of the first jobs he got, was as a policeman. And in Malaysia, they don't pay policemen enough to be able to survive. So,
oh yeah, I've heard the police station has no ceiling floor.
And so he had to quit his job and instead do this.
Then I apply for another job, my best job ever, dolphin trainer. I love it because dolphins are so genuine. Dolphin never hurt you. If you feel hurt, you jump into the swimming pool, the dolphin will come to you and try to comfort you.
Now, this is dangerous stuff. This is dangerous information for him to be spreading about dolphins, because, like, he is irresponsible for a public official, a publicly elected official, to spread news that the dolphins are gentle things. Dolphins are cunts.
All right, just let's just take a moment for that to sink in.
That's a three-word slogan. You didn't hear that often.
So take us through your problem with dolphins, Chris.
Okay, well, okay. So
famously one of the most friendly animals.
Like they're basically, they should be hired as empathy counsellors. Yeah.
I don't get on a plane without my support of emotional dolphin. Yeah.
No. Well, I quote from the Animal Protection website, despite what dolphinaria may have you believe, dolphins are apex ocean predators, capable of killing even sharks, and should be treated as such. Dolphins can be aggressive to people and other dolphins, and even self-harm, right? And there are 17, and then at least 17 reasons dolphins are dangerous, right? Dolphins bite, they attack.
Them all.
They're intelligent and develop new ways to hunt and kill their prey.
Mm.
Okay, so you're sort of going, oh, that's
your main
bad.
Concern seems to be that they kill sharks, which eat us.
Yeah, they seem.
No, they have in the past killed humans from time to time. Like, they can kill humans,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, they enjoy torturing their food before eating it. So if you jump into a tank, like this new MP for Tangy tells us to, then and they decide, oh, well, I don't want to play with this human, they will torture you before eating you.
Well, unlike humans with their live cattle trade with cows, where we give them a luxury cruise before eating them.
Every single thing you've said humans do constantly, no?
Yeah, well, I haven't said that humans aren't cunts. But, no, and then they murder for fun, apparently.
Yeah.
They kill each other's babies. The men attack the women. They weigh 550 kilos. They're dangerously fast.
Oh, now you're fat shaming them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on.
They hang out with puffer fish, which can kill you, right?
Yeah, associates.
So the impression that I'm getting is that if Sam Lim can deal with these creatures, we should put him in charge of negotiating with the crossbench.
I reckon we need to do a reboot of Flipper with Charles writing the script.
Yeah. A children's horror Hump. Series.
It's like this awful animal.
So anyway, a huge gaffe for I can't see. I'm not even sure. Like
by-election in 2 weeks, how can he survive this?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This is a huge scandal. This is Labor's first scandal.
Charles, do you think this Lim character is in the pocket of Big Dolphin?
Yes, huge dolphin.
I was going to say it's almost irresponsible of this podcast to not have a dolphin here to put the the That's argument true. For the negative, for the affirmative.
Mm. And frankly, it won't take much for them to convince me that Charles is a cunt.
Can we just have the right of reply from the dolphin? Can we just put in the right of reply?
Oh, well said.
Well, I'm on the dolphin side, aren't you?
That's a good point. Dolphin makes a good point. They are intelligent.
Did you hear what he said about me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andrew Hansen here, the hot one from the Chasers TV shows.
Yes, even pricks turn into top blokes after death.
You can see me, Andrew Hansen, live on stage in Melbourne this Saturday, the 28th of May. Search Comedy in Olinda for the details. Yes, I'll be playing Olinda Community House in the Dandenongs, along with some other comedians who are good with heights. Plus, live in Bendigo on Thursday, the 2nd of June at Piano Bar. That's me, Andrew Hansen, live in Melbourne and Bendigo. Hot.
Rigging elections since before it was cool. The Chaser Report.
So we all heard Morrison's speech on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't actually his last speech as Prime Minister. Because the next morning he went to the Horizon Church. Mm. It's in his electorate, which is his local church. And made a whole address there, which was actually a lot more, I think, heartfelt and emotional.
Real Morrison.
Yeah, the real Morrison. Than the one that he did on election night. And he actually said, look, I'm glad this is the last place that I'll be addressing anyone as Prime Minister. So
because there's no journos there.
Because there's no journos there. But there's one comment that he said that just sort of stood out as being, I don't know, you can listen to it. Now, I should note, this is like a church address, and at his church is a Pentecostalist church, so they actually put a music bed under your speeches. It's really
yeah, they do. It's Craig and I went to Hillsong once upon a time. It was amazing thing. So they do it all the way
production
through.
Values.
Yeah. That's such a good technique. Like if I grew up like old high church Anglican,
and you always
nod off if you just
boring.
Had some sort of Nova dance music underneath the sermon. You have half a chance of paying attention.
How did he not do that during the COVID press conferences that went on? Why didn't he just have a little bit of upbeat, sort of just a bit of a vamp underneath someone with a keyboard?
But also,
felt inspired.
But also, you could do it like theatre sports where the keyboardist improvises according to the emotions of the speech.
Because they've always got the Auslan person who's expressive and looks like they're dancing, but give them some fucking music to actually move to.
Like,
it.
Mr. Music, play us the song of when you haven't been able to get vaccines into the country. What does that sound like?
The problem is you then got to have two Auslan person with the other person doing the music as well.
Anyway, this is what Morrison said.
But at the last election, we really understood that it was for such a time as this, and now we both know it was for such a time as that.
Okay.
I am sorry, guys. So he said, you know, we understood that when we got elected that it was such a time for this.
It was God's will? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I think he was just saying, like, God's will.
I put on this planet for a purpose.
That's exactly what it is. I speak a little bit of Pentecostal from my Christian roots. And for such a time as this is what they say to make it feel. Yeah. But it's code word for where God's chosen people, basically.
Right.
And so his joke is, it's now apparent that God's will was that it was only for that
for
time.
3 years,
not the next 3 years.
It's now apparent that even God swung away from the Liberal Party.
It only took us 5 minutes to unpack a Christian joke.
It's the only self-deprecating thing I've ever heard Scott Morrison say.
He got a good laugh, so everyone in that room knew what he was on about. Needed Dom Knight for it to be coded for us.
No, but that's what I'm saying is if gear like that
good gear
goes down God well, gear. I want to play the Horizon Church. I want to take up Pentecostal comedy gigs.
I reckon they'd love your stuff, Charles.
The Dolphins are cunts routine.
Yeah.
Would go down a treat with the intelligent design people.
Dolphins are cunts.
Your next live tour, Charles, should surely be the prophet Charles Firth.
You're right,
with
though.
A keyboard bed.
It looks like a soft crowd.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always think too, just comparing Australian elections to American, the presidential Americans over in the States, almost every stump speech, the Trump rallies, but it's also the Democrats as well, just massive applause. Like, it's all big stadium events.
Mm.
Even our, victory speeches, on election night. They're not stadiums. It was RSL stadium. You could barely fit Albo onto the stage. It was that smaller venue. So it's sort of endearing. I kind of think it's endearing that we were quite folksy. We haven't gone completely presidential.
Well, can you imagine if Albo was an American presidential candidate or American president and he gave one of those speeches to, like, you know, 20, 30,000 people, this huge stadium, they all started cheering. He just went, shut up. I'm trying to talk. Shut up. Order.
I think even
Trump do that.
Even a massive stadium crowd would not be able to get excited about Penny Wong because it was such a dour intro. It's like, oh yes,
I won't hear a bad word against Penny Wong.
She's not doing Beck Dannemann warm ups.
Just going back to Morrison briefly because we've had a question come in from a listener, Jenny from south of Sydney. Yes. Just because the question is. What is Morrison's mandate from that loss? Because in the last few days, he said, I'm a bulldozer, I'm going to change and become nice. Mm. But everyone then voted against him. Does that mean they want him to remain a shitty bulldozer? Like, what does he take away from this?
We don't like the promise of change.
We don't like
the we want the bulldozer.
We want you just the way you are, Scotty.
Like, if you don't keep tackling young boys randomly in the street, we'll be very disappointed
I actually think it was a huge mistake for him to say that he was going to change. Because clearly, if he hadn't said that, he would have been elected.
Exactly.
Because people voted against Scott Morrison changing.
Exactly. Yes. Definitely. It's funny that story, though. You know how he tells the story about how, Jenny's family always says, my family are like the bulldozers or whatever. And he tells this whole story about...
We're all bulldozers.
The Morrison men.
We see a problem, we fix it.
Oh, we just come in there and do... And the story, it's very clear that actually what Jenny is saying is, fuck's sake, the Morrison family are coming over again. It's like extremely clear that it's not a nice story. And he hears it as a nice story, which is why I'm just hoping that he's got the message.
You think Jenny's had to explain the loss to him? You know, like he couldn't understand what Brittany Higgins was going through until Jenny had clarified the important thing. Do you think he has no sort of human understanding of anything himself without a fireside chat with Jenny? Has anyone even told him he's lost Jenny breaks the news to him?
I think that's what happened with the Horizon Church, is he got up really happy on Sunday morning, thinking he'd won, going, oh, I'm going to go and address the church. I've just lined it up and everything. And then Jenny had to sit down.
That explains why on the Saturday night his speech was as if he'd won.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the Sunday morning, Jenny had sat him down and was like, oh, I lost.
Well, either that or his empathy consultant taught him to feel sorry for himself.
I must say, though, the period where Scott Morrison thought that the problem with him as Prime Minister was that he'd just done too much.
Yeah.
Yes. He just pushed too much through. Yes. Wouldn't hear a word against all the change he'd done with the bulldozer.
Yeah. You were solving too many problems was his problem.
There's not a lot you can do with a bulldozer, though. Like, it's not like you can... Like, you can't do a vaccine rollout with a bulldozer. Like, bulldozers only destroy things.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty good against eight-year-old kids, it turns out.
Yeah, what will he do now? Like, I guess work in the construction? Yeah, like, if there's development in the Gold Coast and you need to knock down some heritage listed buildings, get ScoMo.
Yeah. Get the Hy-Vis. He could just be a Hy-Vis model. I'd like to see him modelling for Lowe's in the years ahead.
I thought he was a Hy-Vis model. He's always in Hy-Vis. The last 3 years.
I think after that clip, though, he's going to go on the Pentecostal comedy circuit.
Yeah. Well, Hillsong, as we've said, does need a new leader.
This is going back a bit. I'm sure at least Chaz will remember this. Most of you might remember when Craig McLaughlin did stand up on the Footy Show.
Yes.
There's another guy who's currently scratching around for work and a new sense of purpose. If Morrison,
double beat.
Morrison and McLaughlin.
Coming to Edinburgh next year.
Yes.
Surely there's a job with Tourism Hawaii. I mean, he's got the experience.
He's got him on the map.
I hadn't heard of Hawaii, and I still hadn't heard of them when Morrison went there. It was only with all the Chaser headlines that referenced that old there's this place called Hawaii.
I mean, Charles, I reckon I'm not sure you needed that compulsory one a day.
Well, I mean, it was impressive to see someone actually going to the very spot, though, and putting the plaque up in the past couple of days. That was a Chaser stunt during the campaign.
Yes, we got that.
In Hawaii?
Yes.
What's the very spot?
You know those blue heritage plaques that you have out on buildings?
Yeah.
Someone went to the spot where he was having drinks.
Oh, those seats. Oh,
where he was looking miserable in a seat.
With the palm tree.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they put a plaque that read what, Charles?
Well, it said, this is where Morrison sat in 2019 and did nothing while Australia burned.
Great.
Yeah,
but Chaser sent someone Hawaii to put that plaque down.
Well, no, I think it's more accurate. The Chaser found somebody who was going to Hawaii.
Right. The Chaser air-tasked someone in Hawaii.
Do you know, I mean, jokes, I actually kind of feel sorry for Morrison. Let's say, like, it was the family's favourite destination. Like, they just love Hawaii. They can never really go there again, can they? Like, if anyone ever snaps them in Hawaii again, it's going to be a news story. Like, even though it shouldn't be, but it just will be. Oh, can you believe even out of office, he's still going to Hawaii? He doesn't care.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of out of office, his email should be just gone to Hawaii. See you in a few weeks.
Well, farewell, ScoMo.
Oh, he's not going anywhere. He'll stay in the parliament.
Yeah. No, he won't.
You don't think?
No, I think you have to say that on election night because it's a real snub to your vote, your actual seat, to say I'm pissing off straight away. But if you're the author of the party's biggest decimation in years, you're not hanging around. And I don't think he's got Abbott-like spoiler. I think he'll just get out and go straight back into the probably a private service to, you know, be overpaid to be an incompetent tourism manager again or something. I can't. Does anyone disagree? I don't think he'll do 3 years.
I don't know.
It's a weird thing because who's going to employ him necessarily? It's like it's interesting.
Oh, there's mates in the fuel industry. He'll be any ex prime minister is not going to struggle to get a job. But I can't see him hanging around.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When all the commentary about how much he fucked the party.
Yeah, if he's struggling that hard, Paul Murray can give him a job. He's his mate.
He's his mate.
Hillsong Church, maybe.
Yeah, I've got some welding that needs to be done. I've got no funny hair, so he could be my hairdresser.
He's the most qualified prime minister ever.
This is it. He comes out of this with about 4,000 TAFE certificates.
Yeah.
Ironic for a man who never actually did his job. He's known for doing so many jobs.
Our gear is from Remote Microphone. We're part of the Acast Creator Network.